Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CWA Radio. Yes, my name is Jordan Garber, and we do have a guest on the line, and he is involved with CWA Wrestling, and his name is Corey Diamond. How's it going, Corey?
Good. How are you today, Jordan?
I'm doing quite well, you know. Finished off a great nap, cold outside, so just staying in, watching TV, enjoying the night. But, you know, let's get right to it, you know. Let's talk about Winnipeg Wrestling. Let's talk about your debut before we talk about the great product called CWA Wrestling. But you debuting in the business, like, tell us how it all got started for you. How did you get your big break? How did you get started in Winnipeg Wrestling?
Well, not too many people do know. I was a skinny, loudmouth kid from Elmwood in Winnipeg, Canada, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and out here we have the infamous Chalmers Community Center, which was a stone throw away from my house, and I'd watch local wrestling there, which kind of ties into the promotion that we were talking about earlier. And watching the guys that I looked up to, which are still part of the promotion, CWA, talked with the promoter at the time, Wayne Stanton, who was starting his River City Wrestling here in Winnipeg. Talked with him and at the time his trainer, Vance Nevada, and I got started there. So my first debut match at the Chalmers would have been October 24th, 1999, right out of high school.
Well, you're looking at those things where you look at the history of Chalmers Community Club and, you know, how back in the day, how lit Winnipeg Wrestling used to be with all these events at Chalmers. And it was like a weekly thing. What are some of your favorite memories, like starting out in the business and seeing all these things happen every week in Winnipeg Wrestling, all these crazy things going on? It was once the hottest product in Canadian wrestling overall, and being a part of that is you green and new into the business. Like, what are some of your moments that stand out to you just starting out?
Well, starting out, I marked out huge thing because this is what I wanted to do. Growing up with my grandfather watching Saturday Night Live on TV with the WWF program, and I wanted to be part of that. All the lights, the fame, the glam, and that was a big thing for me. Back then I was a little bit of a attention hog, so I needed myself. I wanted to be out there, kind of need the spotlight on me, being a young kid at that point. So I fit. That was right up my alley.
Perfect, perfect. And, you know, starting out too, who are some of the guys in the back that you kind of looked up to?
Well, starting in Chalmers, it would be definitely Vance Nevada, Mike Davison, Crusher Carlson, Bobby Collins, K-Van Broda, a lot of those guys. That was definitely the guys that caught my attention, first of all, with River City Wrestling. And as I progressed years with different promotions, trying to learn as much as I could from the veterans in those different promotions, such as Easy Rider, Alex Rain, Gene Swan, Spider, you know, even Robbie Royce, like, the names can go on.
It's kind of funny because you just listen to all these names that you dropped, and it's like there's so many memories in Winnipeg wrestling attached to each one. So it's kind of cool that you kind of throw back on these names and you kind of reflect upon them because, you know, back in the day, they were a big thing, and Winnipeg wrestling is still a huge thing. You know, look at what Danny Duggan's doing with CWE. This guy's off the charts right now with his product, and we got the radio show that the promotion this is for, CWE Wrestling, which is going off the charts as well, which is really being a huge benefit to the north end of Winnipeg and for all of the fans there. And we got the PCWs, and we got all these promotions in Winnipeg, which makes Winnipeg wrestling a really big hotspot. But there's to come with that hotspot, there's a lot of drama that you got to deal with in Winnipeg wrestling. Do you mind sharing some experiences that you've had, if any, like any like stories about drama with Winnipeg wrestling that you've been involved with?
Well, outside of my own drama. But I'm sure that'd be for a different story time. I personally just kept to myself. Once I started getting a taste of how things were, the do's and don'ts aspect of the business, I stayed mostly to myself. I wasn't in any cliques or anything like that. I think I was more of a troublemaker, so it was kind of like, we don't want this guy to make our group look bad. So either I ended up subconsciously putting myself in the shadows, or just the way that happened.
You guys are all listening to a little snippet interview that I am doing with CWA's Corey Diamond, and that brought up CWA. And let's talk about CWA, you know. Caveman Bro launched a promotion again. There is a lot of speculation regarding it, whether it would be a success or whether it would not be a success. Now, I was one of the people that was believing that it would be a success, and my prediction ended up being correct because it has been a success. They ran a few shows, one I was very proud to be a part of, and they have an upcoming show which you could talk about on this program. But talk about that. Like, how did you get involved with the whole CWA thing? I know I talked to Broda. I got my spot, but how did you talk to Broda, and how did you get your spot?
Well, I have a good relationship with Caveman Broda, and my spot was asked upon his partner in crime for this promotion, one Laurie McKay. And she asked me if I wanted to come and help out with the business, with this promotion, and help Caveman Bro to give back to the community now that Winnipeg wrestling is becoming a hotspot again, and out of the little valley that was there in the later part of the 2011 and such like that. So when I was introduced this company, saying that, okay, well, this is our idea, our big plan is to help people in need, such as one of our guests back in the first show back in May of 2015, who needed a liver transplant. And I was like, you know what? I haven't heard very many stories taking that approach, and I give all kudos in the world to both Caveman Broda, Bob Collins and Laurie McKay for taking this avenue, because it gives back to the community and it helps the less fortunate.
Well, it's really good, too, that CWA is helping with the less fortunate, because there's something that definitely needs to be done about the less fortunate, and there's so many charities out there, but they can't get to everybody, and it's so unfortunate how all these things occur, but you walk into CWA, and you walk into a CWA show as a paying fan, and you see, like, the attempts that they're making. Like, what they've done with Alexis is amazing, and she's getting better, as I heard, which is perfect, and it's just good to see that they're doing the right thing, and they're, you know, just raising a good cause, and not only just raising a good cause and putting on great wrestling for some valued wrestling fans in Canada to see. It's a totally awesome thing. Now let's talk about the upcoming show with CWA Wrestling. If you don't mind, let's just give it a quick plug, and then we'll pretty much wrap it up.
Okay, well, CWA's next show is May 7th of 2016 at the Indian and Métis Friendship Center. Doors open at 6:30, bell time 7. Our honored guest will be a young man named Gabriel, who will be 7 years old in April, and he's got all leukemia. So we're hoping to raise money to help him out, as well as his family. And if, worst case scenario, give him and his family, if they can participate, at least give him a show in his honor.
Perfect. And you know what? It's such a great thing that you guys are doing, and I'm so proud to be involved with CWA Wrestling, and I cannot wait for the future. Thank you very much, Corey, for being on tonight. I hope you have yourself a great night.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Yes, that was none other than Corey Diamond from CWA Wrestling. And like I said, check out that upcoming show, support a great cause, and watch great local wrestling here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. This has been Jordan Garber for CWA Radio. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight, and I'll talk to you guys soon with our next episode of CWA Radio. Have a good night, guys.